This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister stresses need for building zone regulations and codes to be expedited. More than 400 Jamaicans set to benefit from animation workshop, and Cabinet approves policy for mandatory reintegration of pregnant schoolgirls. Details after the break.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, ma.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
Sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
One blood.
Today, be a blood donor. Many people, one blood.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is stressing the need for the revised building codes and no building zone legislation to be completed as quickly as possible. The building legislation will help in empowering the government to prevent construction in disaster risk areas. It will also include compulsory evacuation in flood-prone areas.
This is critical because too many persons are getting away with building any and anywhere. We need to come up with something official now that will prevent anyone from trying to go on a gully bank or somewhere near a gully to build anything at all. Doesn't matter what it is.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was addressing a National Disaster Committee meeting at Jamaica House on Wednesday. She's also encouraging local government authorities to take greater interest in ensuring that persons adhere to the building codes. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the government has reworked the ideas and projects for the Logistics Hub Initiative to include critical projects. These critical projects, including a dry dock and commodity port facility, he notes, were not part of the original ideas of the previous administration.
On the one hand, we inherited the concept of a multimodal transportation system that the then Minister of Transport and Works had elaborated. This is necessary for the logistic hub, but it is not the logistic hub as articulated by this administration.
Minister Hilton was responding to statements posited by the opposition in Parliament last week that the plan inherited from the previous administration was a template with investors at the table and development slated to begin in 2012. He was speaking Thursday morning at a press conference on the Logistics Hub Initiative. Cabinet has approved the policy for the mandatory reintegration of girls who become pregnant during high school. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner made the announcement during a Jamaica House briefing on Thursday. Minister Faulkner says the policy is intended to provide a more defined course of action for school administrators when handling such cases. She says in the past, administrators have misinterpreted the education regulations on the subject, resulting in girls being deemed permanently absent from school.
The schools will now be advised that places temporarily vacated by a student during a period of pregnancy should be retained for the student's return to school following the completion of an approved transitional program.
The policy also allows for girls to be able to change schools after their pregnancy if they wish. And over 400 Jamaicans are set to receive training from professional animators through a series of workshops organized by the government and the World Bank. The Kingston Animation Workshops are scheduled for June 20 to 21 at the University of the West Indies. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the workshops will provide an opportunity for Jamaicans to develop their talents in the animation industry.
We believe in Jamaica we have the talent and the creativity in terms of the persons who operate here, whether those already in the industry, which is relatively small, but those who have the potential to be in the industry. And we want to position Jamaica as a player in the global outsourcing market for animation, but also importantly, to produce animation products and solutions for our own market.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Thursday. The Kingston workshops will provide training for young animators, script writers, and artists, among other players in the animation industry. The workshops are open to the general public. Visit Kingston's Facebook page for more information. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.